All right, so this is a public information meeting for a proposed zoning bylaw amendment for the property at 7762 Island Road in electoral area C. So just a little bit about what a public information meeting is. It is informal in nature, so we don't take any formal minutes, but we will have this meeting recorded. So any comments that you would like to have brought forward to the Regional District Board to review at their consideration of first and second reading of the amendment bylaw should be submitted in writing. So basically, we won't be taking any comments that are brought here to the board. You will have to send that in by email or feedback form to our office. So myself and the applicant are here, and we're available to answer any questions and address any concerns that you may have. If we're not able to answer all of our questions tonight, we can certainly follow up. I will leave my contact details at the end of this presentation, so please feel free to reach out if you come up with any extra questions after this meeting. So just a little bit about how to use WebEx. We will take questions in turn. So just to indicate that you want to speak, if you're using your computer, you'll just have to click over the participants button at the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. Just hover your mouse over next to your name, and then you can click the little hand button to raise your hand. If you're participating by phone, just press star 3 to raise your hand, and you will be unmuted when it's your turn to speak. And so once you're done, just click the raise hand button or star 3 to take your hand down. And just a reminder that to take turns speaking, and then use respectful language when we're interacting with each other. So just a little bit about the application status. This was submitted October 19th, 2022. We sent out agency referrals for the application to different agencies such as the Agricultural Land Commission, the Interior Health Authority, Ministry of Agriculture, and other similar agencies on October 27th. So the public information meeting is kind of the first step after the referrals being sent out. And so this is occurring tonight. Advisory Planning Commission meeting, that is to be determined currently, just because we are currently reworking our board or our APC structure with the Regional District Board. So just because of the changes that haven't been adopted yet, we don't have an APC that has been reappointed at this time. Now, with respect to Regional District Board consideration of first and second reading, we're aiming for January 5th. And that date might change just dependent on workload and ability to get the application to to that meeting, but that is certainly the date that we're aiming for at this time. And then a public hearing would be dependent on whether or not first and second reading is approved. So to go back to the proposal itself, as I mentioned before, this involves the property at 7762 Island Road, which is outside of Oliver. The official community plan designation that applies to the property is agriculture, with a zoning that applies to the property being agriculture one. The property is entirely within the agricultural land reserve, so it is fully subject to the Agricultural Land Commission's regulations. The parcel size, as demonstrated by survey, is 1.04 hectares, and the subject property currently contains a single detached dwelling, a shop, and the subject mobile home. With respect to the relevant provisions or zoning provisions that apply to this application, so the Agriculture One zoning allows for an accessory dwelling as an accessory use on the property, subject to Section 7.2 of the zoning bylaw. And this really spells out that accessory dwellings are only permitted on parcels of 1 hectare or greater if it's a parcel that's not connected to a community sewer system, which this one is not. Also, a maximum of one principal dwelling unit and one accessory dwelling or one secondary suite to a maximum floor area of 125 square meters is allowed on this property as it is less than 8 hectares in size. Additionally, an accessory dwelling is permitted in the form of a mobile home only on parcels 4 hectares or greater. Oops. Okay, and then as I mentioned before, the property is entirely within the agricultural land reserve. So despite our zoning regulations, the proposal itself or the development itself has to remain consistent with the Agricultural Land Reserve Use Regulation, and more specifically Section 34.3, which states that if you have a parcel that's 40 hectares or less, you're only allowed one residence with a total floor area of 500 square meters or less, and one residence with a total floor area of 90 square meters or less. Now, in this case, there is already a principal dwelling on the property, which is less than 500 square meters in size. And the subject mobile home has a floor area of approximately 74.6 square meters. So that is consistent with the ALC's regulations, and no additional authorizations are required from the Agricultural Land Commission. So as I mentioned before, a mobile home is really only allowed on a property as an accessory dwelling in cases where they are 4 hectares or greater. So the proposed amendment that this rezoning is seeking is to amend the Okanagan Valley zoning bylaw, the designation that applies to the property from Agriculture 1 to Agriculture 1 site specific, specifically with a site specific provision to allow the applicant to retain a mobile home on the property, which is less than 4 hectares in size. And with that, that's the end of my presentation. So I've just got my contact information here, but I can also drop it into the chat box once I finished my presentation. I think at this point, I will go ahead and pass it over to the applicant if Tara's got any additional comments or rationale that she would like to present for our attendees. Thank you.
I guess my only comments are the reason for our request is that we meet all of the requirements in terms of what you just explained, and an accessory dwelling, the size of it, the placement of it, everything that the ALR requires. And the only difference being is that it is a mobile home. And the reason we ended up with the mobile home is because the up until I think December 2021, the ALR only allowed accessory dwellings in the form of a mobile home or a modular home. And then that changed at that point. So we were sort of in the process of getting this mobile home based on that and clearing up a bunch of other issues, like whether or not we had the minimum 1 hectare required, and putting in the secondary sewer, and the piece where the it can only be in the form of a mobile home if it was more than 4 hectares or 10 acres got missed by ourselves, but also several like many staff in the RDOS during the preliminary process before we submitted the building permit application. And only at that point did it get picked up that these two things didn't go together, because we had been focusing on all the other requirements. I don't know if that's helpful, but that's how we ended up here.
Always helpful to have some context for sure. So we do have 3 attendees on the line. So I will go ahead and open it up to a question and answer period. And we will hold this open until 7:30. And then we'll just have another meeting going on right after that. So if you would like to speak, just for our call-in user, you'll have to click *3. And then for those participating by computer, just hover your mouse over your name and then click the little hand button to raise your hand. And I will go ahead and let you know when I've unmuted you. So I do see in the chat box that we do have a question from Daryl asking what an accessory dwelling can be used for. So, I mean, you could have a family member living in there. You could have a friend living in there. You could rent it out to a long-term tenant. If you want to do a vacation rental, that does require an extra authorization through a temporary use permit. So, I assume that's kind of what you're trying to figure out here, is just what types of tenants that could potentially be living in this accessory dwelling. But I think the applicant could also speak to kind of their intentions as well.
Yeah, our intentions at this point are to get some of our adult children out of our house, because we have 2 and sometimes 3 of them living under our roof, which, you know, we do what we can to help them out, but it would be nice to offer an accessory space at some point for them. And then we see not too far down the road, probably moving my parents into there as they age. So that's our primary motivation at the moment. Regardless, again, like this is a request, we meet all the requirements of an accessory dwelling. So regardless of whether it's a mobile home or comes in another form, it would be the same use.
Perfect, thank you. And so Daryl, does that answer your question okay? I do see it that he had replied yes earlier. In terms of size, would you mind just kind of clarifying what you mean in terms of the sizing? So they don't, with the mobile home that they're asking for, it's actually just a little over half this half what's permitted by our zoning bylaw. So they're not actually asking to expand the size of an accessory dwelling then further than what's allowed in the zoning bylaw currently. It's only 74.6, I believe, square meters, as opposed to the 125 square meters that's allowed. And yes, you can definitely call in to this meeting instead. Let me just quickly pull up the number for you and get that information. So I do see a question. That's Director Taylor. So really the main thing that this application is requesting, so the zoning bylaw only allows an accessory dwelling in the form of a mobile home if the property is 4 hectares or greater. The property is only 1.04 hectares, so they wouldn't be permitted to have a mobile home as an accessory dwelling outright. With that in mind, they do have to get a rezoning in order to permit that. So I hope that makes sense. Yeah, not a problem. And then for Daryl, it is actually *3 to raise your hand. But if you're already on the line, I'll go ahead and unmute you. And go ahead, you're unmuted.
Hi, so just to confirm, so what the purpose of this is to, if one person can put an accessory dwelling on a ALR land less than 4 hectares, does that mean anybody can, or do people still have to apply, or does that change the zoning bylaw in the whole RDOS?
So with the regional district's zoning bylaw and the agricultural land reserve regulations, those are two separate bodies. So you have the regional district, we oversee our zoning bylaw and we administer that, and the agricultural land commission administers the agricultural land reserve use regulation. So it's a bit of a tricky situation when you get these properties where both apply, right? Because on this property in particular, they are permitted to have an accessory dwelling. We allow one accessory dwelling, up to 125 square meters in size, whereas the Agricultural Land Commission only allows for a property this size, one accessory dwelling up to 90 square meters in size. So they have to take the more restrictive sizing in this case, which they do meet. So in terms of the 1 hectare, in terms of the actual accessory dwelling sizing, that's not really so much of an issue in this case. It is more so the fact that the accessory dwelling is in the form of a mobile home. And that's where our regulations come in with the zoning bylaw, because it's our zoning bylaw that says that you can only have an accessory dwelling in the form of a mobile home if the property is 4 hectares or greater.
So,
did that answer your question?
I guess, well, the size of the dwelling was what I understood the size of the dwelling. I think I was just a little bit confused about it's the size of the property, right? So if an ALO property was over 4 hectares, it wasn't an issue to put a mobile home as an accessory dwelling. Is it because the property is less than 4 hectares that that's the issue of making it an accessory dwelling of a mobile home?
Yes, and that's not an ALR issue. It's a zoning, it's a RDOS zoning bylaw issue. The ALRs,
That's okay. So the RDOS would have to change the zoning bylaw to allow an accessory mobile home on a property less than 4 hectares in the ALR.
Not necessarily that's an ALR, it's because it's just really any property in general that allows an accessory dwelling.
But that would change it for anybody who wanted to apply.
I'm not sure what you mean by that, but not specifically. So,
this isn't just specific to one person. This affects the whole RDOS and what this person wants to do.
No, this is specific just to this property. So if this zoning, this rezoning application were to be approved and the amendment adopted, it only affects this property. It would only change to the zoning of this one property.
So if other people wanted to do it, they would still have to go through the same application process as this person?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem.
Well, good. Thank you.
Okay, and if we have any other questions, just feel free to let me know. We do have 13 more minutes, so otherwise I'll just be hanging out here. Okay, so it looks like it's 7:30, so I will go ahead and just call this public information meeting to an end. Thank you so much, Tara, for coming and explaining your application a bit more. I appreciate that.